The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include Americana, blues, swing, modern dance, Leonard Bernstein, and a whole lot more. For as long as I've been writing about music, I have marveled at the artistry of Brooks Williams, the Georgia native, one-time Pioneer Valley resident, and now an expatriate living in England, can do it all and at the highest level, write, sing, play, in a manner rooted in tradition, yet that speaks in an utterly contemporary voice. Brooks was Americana before there was such a term. He's a phenomenal blues artist, yet he doesn't really play that kind of blues, and he's making his long overdue Guthrie Center debut in Great Barrington, Mass, tonight at 8 p.m. Also tonight at 7 p.m., under the stars in the beautiful Joe's Field at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Ray LaMontagne and Nico Case will perform their critically acclaimed brand of Grammy Award-winning original Americana music. It's hard to say in advance who is going to be the star of the show. At PS21 Performance Spaces for the 21st Century in Chatham, New York on Saturday at 8 p.m., the brand new 300-seat open-air pavilion theater, or the performers who will inaugurate the new space, including Guy Klusevic, Take Dance, Hillary Chaplin, Vannevar Caravan, and Parsons Dance. The new theater replaces the tent that served as the main venue for 12 years. Guy Klusevic is one of the world's most versatile and highly respected accordionists, whose original works fuse regional accordion styles with jazz and avant-garde. Trust me, Guy does not play accordion music, he plays celestial music. Physical comedian Hillary Chaplin will present two of her short works, The Classically Trained Musician and The Classically Trained Actress. And Parsons Dance brings Ian Spring in David Parsons' breathtaking audience favorite, Caught. It's a good bet that space, performers, and audience will all come out ahead. That's PS21, Saturday at 8 p.m. To honor the centennial of composer Leonard Bernstein's birth this summer, the 2018 Bard Summerscape Festival kicks off with the first major revival of the composer's Peter Pan. Originally an Edwardian play by Scottish dramatist J.M. Barrie, Peter Pan, or The Boy Who Wouldn't Grow Up, owes its status as an enduring children's classic chiefly to two popular American adaptations, the 1953 Disney animation and the 1954 Broadway musical. Yet the post-war years yielded an earlier American adaptation too, a Broadway show that opened in 1950 and ran for 321 performances with music and lyrics by Leonard Bernstein, presented complete in an intimate new chamber arrangement created by Christopher Alden. This psychologically gripping treatment reveals the childhood fantasy's darker side. Peter Pan runs in the Fisher Center at Bard College for 25 performances, beginning this weekend and continuing through July 22nd. On Saturday at Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield, Mass at 7 p.m., New York City underground talents Pat Irwin, Sasha Dobson, and Daria Grace make up Pi Power Trio. They will perform in the 1910 Barn as part of the Shaker Barn Music Series. There's so much going on at Tanglewood this weekend through the 4th of July that it would be a shame to overlook this Sunday's quiet but gorgeous concert by Emmylou Harris and Rye Cooter in the Shed at 2:30 p.m. And this weekend at Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival in Beckett, Mass, Palabolas brings its Come to Your Senses program to the main stage, while Ifrat Asheri Dance presents the world premiere of Odeon, a high-energy hybrid hip-hop work set to and inspired by the music of early 20th century Brazilian composer Ernesto Nazareth in the Doris Duke Theater. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.